to see my friends from Scotland, and I'd always done the Scottish Rally, so I entered for the Scottish Rally. It was Tish O'Zan who said she would accompany me, and Joe did not like the idea of this at all. He wrote to the RSAC secretary, A.K. Stevenson, as he was known, and said, this was dreadful, you know, his wife was in no condition to do this, she shouldn't be allowed to do the Scottish Rally. And he wrote to Tish, and Tish said, well, you know, I said, well, we can, if we don't feel like going on, we're not going to get eliminated because we go to bed for one night. And it was in a fixed centre, I forget where it was, it was probably Granton-on-Spey. I think it was Granton-on-Spey we finished up. We always started in Glasgow. And if the first night was too much for me, we would have just stopped and then gone on to the finish and accepted the penalties. And Tish was quite happy with this. But at any rate, I did it, and we finished. We didn't cover ourselves with glory, but at least I was doing something I wanted to do, and I managed to accomplish something.
So this is obviously quite a big thing in your younger days.
Oh, yes, it was, yes.
Driving.
So yes.
Can you tell me how you got into it?
There was a fellow resident in the university, well, in the Queen's College residence, who had a cousin down in Broughty Ferry, who was in the new 55 car club. And, is that right? This was pre-66, wasn't it? Yes, well, yes, this was before I was married, obviously. And he said, would I navigate for him? And I said, huh? So he said, well, you can read a watch, can't you? And I said, well, usually. And you can read a map, yes. Well, he said, you can navigate then. So we set off, and the first thing that happened was the odometer broke. So instead of knowing exactly how far we'd gone, the speedometer needle was, you know, going seesawing about, and eventually it stopped. So I had to calculate. So it wasn't very accurate. So we didn't finish as high up as we might have done. But that's how it all started.
And then after that, you started doing it on your own?
Yes. Yes, everyone sort of said, are you going to join the car club? And I said, yes, when I get my own car, I will, you know, join. So Father said, well, be patient. I will let you have my A30, or whatever it was. And I got an Austin A30. And away I went.
Did you do it after you came to Winslow, apart from this occasion when you took part with Tish O'Zan?
That was the first occasion after I came to Winslow that I did it. And having broken the ice, you know, I carried on.
Oh, really?
I don't think I did too much that first year, but I can't remember what car I had then. I started doing things that Pat Moss wasn't doing. Various acquaintances would know what was going off in the higher echelon, and they'd say, oh, she's not doing such and such. So I would go off and do the Czech rally and the Polish rally. And